It's very well situated on one of Rabat's main roads, very visible to attract Morocco's rich. In fact, that's how I noticed it in the first place. I was intrigued about this modern and brightly painted building. It looks very advanced, so unlike many hospitals I've come across in Morocco. So I've come to meet Professor Salahdine Slaoui, who owns this clinic, to find out how popular plastic surgery is in Morocco.
La demande en chirurgie esthétique augmente.
The demand for plastic surgery is progressively increasing here in Morocco for many reasons. One is that Moroccan women are more and more liberated and they work more. It's related to an evolution of the socio-economic trend of the country. It's the number of surgeons that has not progressed. Up to now, there are just 50 plastic surgeons in Morocco.
After the meeting with Professor Slaoui, one of the nurses gives me a tour of this immaculate place. The waiting room is full of wealthy-looking clients, mostly women. I'm told that breast implants cost $4,000, way out of reach of the average Moroccan who only earns about $600 per month. I am taken upstairs and out of the corner of my eye, I notice a young girl. She looks about 15 years old. Her eyes are bruised and she has a huge bandage on her nose. She's barely able to keep her balance. I'm with 25-year-old Fatima, who kindly agreed to speak to me. She's about to have her breasts enlarged. She has short, bright, bleached blonde hair and is waiting nervously with her veiled mother, who is holding her hand.
I'm not scared having this done. It's very important. As you can see, I'm flat-chested and I want to be more feminine.
In the waiting room downstairs, 37-year-old Khadija has come for her checkup after her breast enlargement operation a week ago. She seems very pleased with the results.
After my operation, I stayed at the clinic for 3 days. Mr. Slaoui has a great service because he provides you with a nurse who stays with you 24/7. Next time, I want to have something done to my face, and even liposuction.
But although plastic surgery is increasing here, it still remains a controversial matter in this religious country. Islamic scholar Ahmed Wakili says that changing any part of the body is against Islam unless it's for medical reasons.
The role of the body is more spiritual than these superficial inconveniences. It is forbidden in the Quran to change a part of the body. People forget that their role on earth is not to be too obsessed by the body, but more the spiritual side.
Well, to see how many people agree with him, I spoke to some women on the street.
It's very sad how people want to change themselves and do not accept how they usually are. But for those who have accidents, I can understand that they want to change themselves to how they looked before.
I understand there's like a moral conflict to do it, but if it enables you to reach your ends, why not? I know a lot of sisters who's done that, and that's good for them, and they sort of manage to pull their way through society, and why not?
Well, it seems that the Western ideal of beauty featured in many fashion magazines is gaining ground here, and women who can afford it are willing to pay to be thin, voluptuous, and with a small nose. This is Nora Fakim for BBC Network Africa, reporting to you from Rabat.